Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to talk about that TJ Watt fine that Jeff Hathorn mentioned coming up here. But first, back to the Hall of Fame. Ed Bouchette's story. Steelers not in. Who should be in? Faneca, fourth year of eligibility. Hines Ward hasn't finished in the top 15 in his first 2 years. Older Steelers, guys who played a long time ago, LC Greenwood, Andy Russell, Donnie Shell. Who would you put atop your list? Hines seems to be the lightning rod here. Dante is in Dallas. How you doing, Dante? What's up?
Hi. I'm not so sure if I would put Hines at the top, but he is one of my favorites to go in, or I'd like to see go in with his size, blocking, receiving, fearless. And if I recall, didn't they change the rule? Didn't they have a Hines Ward rule?
Sure did. You could ask Keith Rivers about that one, right, Ron?
That's a Bengal, too, right?
Yeah.
I was a blindside block on a punt return, I want to say. Or
I think
was it
was
an interception?
It might have been
an
– no.
No, it wouldn't have been.
I think it was just a pass to the side. I think he just went out and –
I thought it was a special teams.
One of Hines' teammates
caught
the ball.
Yeah, it was a blindside block. That was not against the rules at the time, but then they since changed the rules. You're right.
Mark Harris tweets in, anyone who thinks Hines Ward is a Hall of Famer should just stop watching football. Isaac Bruce should be in next as far as wide receivers are concerned. I think Isaac Bruce was really, really good. I'll take Hines Ward any day of the week. Isaac Bruce played a lot of his career indoors, Ron. Put up big numbers, great player.
Right.
I emphasize Hines' blocking, and I emphasize Hines' postseason numbers, which are astronomical. I think just to restate, I think it's actually outrageous that he's not in the top 15 twice in a row. I really do. And it's funny to me. It's interesting when I hear Peter King, who's prominent on that in the voting committee, Ron, say that he's very bullish and he absolutely would vote. And that was, of course, before Hines was eligible, but he said, absolutely, I'll vote for him.
Well, obviously, not every voter feels that way because he's not in the
But if you were in that room, you would feel that way, right?
I would vote for him, yes.
Over Isaac Bruce?
I'd have to look more at his career before I'd flat out say that. I haven't paid much attention to Isaac Bruce's career the way I have Hines. I mean, I looked at Hines and I saw a Hall of Fame player, but I am pretty much convinced if I had to bet my life on him going in or not going in, I would say he's not going to go in.
Yeah, and I think that's a travesty, actually. One of the best all-around players I've ever watched. Paul, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. The player at the top of my list for Pittsburgh Steelers, who I think should obviously be in, is Donnie Shell. I believe he had, 51 or 52 career interceptions? If not the greatest safety in NFL history, I think top three for sure.
Ron, what do you think of Donnie Shell?
I would not put him in the Hall of Fame. I look at him as a great player, but it's not just for the great players. It's for the very elite players. I certainly respect anyone's opinion who thinks he belongs. I can't put every Steeler player off of that defense in. I'd put LC in before I would put Shell. That's just me. I'm not saying I'm right and you're wrong. That's just me.
Let's see where Donnie Shell is now. Yeah, he's not even in the top 20. So guys, of course, more footballs are flying through the air these days. But when you actually look at all-time interception leaders, Ron, it's the old guys who lead the way. Paul Krause with 81. Emlyn Tunnel with 79. Woodson, Dick Lane, Ken Riley. Guys like that are the all-time leaders. Greg in Youngstown, go ahead.
Hey, guys. First of all, this has been about LC and then something about Ward. LC Greenwood, just... One thing I have to say is Super Bowl IX, Super Bowl X. I mean, he was so dominating in those games. I mean, just go back and look at those films. And, you know, the guy was, without LC and Joe Green, and I love Lambert and Ham, would they be as great? I mean, those guys took up so much. I mean, the offensive line couldn't even stop those guys. About Hines Ward, I'm going to say this again. Tommy Maddox, Kent Graham, Cordell Stewart, the other stiffs that played quarterback, and look at his stats. I mean, just because of that. I mean, how many years did he have been? What, 7, 8 years maybe? And then he had these other guys who were horrible. So I'd have to say Hines has a good shot, in my opinion.
Ron, let me ask you about that, because when I talked to Hines, I believe it was last year, about his Hall of Fame candidacy, and we appreciate the call, Greg. That was one of the points he made, and I want to know if you think it's fair. He said Ben had been a starter for Ward had been a starter for 5 years by the time Ben came along. And Ward says, and I had a young Ben. We only asked him to pass the ball 20, 25 times. I played with 8 quarterbacks, and I can name every one of them, Hines said. Cordell Stewart, Kent Graham, Mike Tomczak, Ben, Charlie Batch, Tommy Maddox, Byron Leftwich. Can you name the last one, Ron? He said, Hines told me this was a Buffalo Wild Wings trivia question.
Who?
Pete Gonzalez was the other one. You think that's a valid point?
Sure. I think he played in a very much a run-oriented offense for a long time. And I think also a factor is he played outdoors. You know, that's all the greatest show on turf, the Peyton Manning to
Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison. Indoors, those balloon their numbers. I don't think there's any question that's a fair argument.
Yeah, and I like the way Hines presented it. He said, I get it. I'm not a top 5 wide receiver, but I also played on a team that ran the ball more than any other team when I was there. And not just ran it for more yards during his career than any other team in the
NFL.
And
he was a big part of it. It was his blocking.
Huge part of it.
Absolutely.
He was. I never seen a wide receiver crack down on defensive ends and linebackers the way he would.
On Rivers. It was on a little pass play in the right flat, and he came back and drilled the guy. It would be totally against the rules today because they changed the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, Rivers never saw him coming.
No.
Never saw him coming.
I thought it was a great play, though. Mitch, go ahead. Mitch, you there? Let's go to Ed. What's up, Ed?
Well, I got someone maybe you guys could think about. His name is Dean Derby.
Dean Derby, Ron. Is he on your list?
The reason I'm saying Dean Derby is my last name is Derby, and he's a relative of mine, and it would really be nice. I'm such a great
Who'd he play for, Ed?
He played for the Steelers.
You remember him, Ron?
No,
we appreciate the call.
No, I don't. I don't remember him.
Dean Derby? Let's go to Pete in Plum. How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. Favorite from way back. I'm 62 years old, and Andy Russell, to me, was the leader of that defense. He helped school Jack Ham, Jack Lambert. I don't know what his stats were, but what do you guys feel?
Well, I said that earlier. He was a really fine player. Now, he played on some really bad teams. What was he around, just for one or two of the Super Bowls? I don't think he's going to get in, but I could make a real strong case for him. Absolutely.
Vance, you're on the line. Go ahead, man.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would say Hines Ward, if you look at his beginning of his career, he was a low pedigree draft choice, and then he worked his way up into being a great wide receiver with, Fletch Burris and, Troy Edwards. He wasn't even on the list at first.
Yeah, they kept drafting guys to replace him, but go ahead.
Right. And then he worked his way to become a Hall of Famer. Coming out of the SEC, and he was a small guy, and he played with a lot of big dogs in the secondaries, as well as his blocking for the running scheme.
Yeah,
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Me too, and for those reasons, postseason production, overall production, even if it's not the astronomical numbers that you're going to see from some guys who played. Isaac Bruce is a great example, the greatest show on turf. I mean, Hines wasn't in that kind of offense.
No, he was not. He got 1,000 catches right on the nose, and it was kind of sad to see how they had to get it for him. It was like a little shovel pass
against
the
Cleveland.
Last game.
Yeah,
that was very much on the mind. I don't know if Arians was the coordinator then. They just had to try to get him that number, and they finally did it. But it was almost kind of sad to see.
Yeah, as it often is at the end of a career, you know. And I think that may have come from the very top of the organization is get him his 1,000th catch. So, Ron, we have a fine levied to T.J. Watt Adam Schefter, and it's also kind of a curious line included, I thought, in what the league sent out. Let's talk about that coming up, but first I'm going to give away a case of Moosehead Pale Ale for Free Beer Friday. How do you like that? 412-928-9370. We'll go to caller number three to our dear friend Joe Kopp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.